The only real damage inflicted in this tiny war was to a mental health hospital partly owned by a White House physician and widely reported to be a CIA facility, possibly used for mind control experiments. During the 1970s and 1980s, the U.S. government gave aid and arms to the right-wing government of the Republic of El Salvador, which represented the financial interests of a tiny oligarchy, for use against its leftist enemies. By 1988, some 70,000 Salvadorans had died. More than 1 million persons died in the 15-year Battle of Angola between the Marxist government aided by Cuban troops and the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, supported by South Africa and the U.S. government. When Muammar al-Qaddafi tried to socialize the oil-rich North African nation of Libya, beginning with his takeover in 1969, he drew the wrath of the U.S. government. In 1981, it was claimed that Qaddafi had sent hit teams to the United States to assassinate President Reagan, and in 1986, following the withdrawal of U.S. oil companies from Libya, an air attack was launched which missed Qaddafi but killed several people, including his infant daughter. In 1987, an Iraqi missile attack on the U.S. frigate Stark resulted in 37 deaths. Shortly afterward, the Iraqi president apologized for the accident. In 1988, a U.S. Navy ship shot down an Iranian airliner over the Persian Gulf, causing 290 deaths. The Reagan administration simply called it a mistake. As many as 8,000 Panamanians died over Christmas 1989 when President George H.W. Bush sent U.S. troops to invade that Central American nation to arrest one-time ally Manuel Noriega. The excuse was that the Panamanian dictator was involved in the importation of drugs to the United States. U.S. News and World Report noted that a year later, the amount of drugs moving through Panama had doubled. Iraqi casualties, both military and civilian, totaled more than 300,000 during the short Persian Gulf War of 1991. It has been estimated that more than 1 million Iraqis, including women and children, have died as a result of the continued missile and air attacks, not including those killed since the U.S. invasion of 2003, as well as of economic sanctions against that nation. Also in 1991, the United States suspended assistance to Haiti after the election of a liberal priest sparked military action and disorder. Eventually, U.S. troops were deployed.